So this brings us now to a new drill. We're going to call this our relative pitch drill because this particular drill is really a valid test for relative pitch. The way it works is this. I'm going to tell you one tone and play you an interval, and you are going to tell me what the interval is and what the spellings of both tones are. For instance, I'll say bottom tone F. You will say perfect fourth, F, B flat. Now, this is a true test for relative pitch because relative pitch is the mind's understanding of what the ear hears. Now, if I tell you bottom tone is F and I play you the interval and you can tell me it's a perfect fourth and the top note is B flat, that proves that you are having relative pitch growing in your ear because your mind has understood very clearly what your ear has heard. Now, I also may say to you, middle tone A, and you would say F major, F, A, C, just as we did when we were testing on major and minor chords. Now, the way I'd like you to do this is get a piece of paper, and I would like you to write down your answers very quickly, and I'll give you just a little bit more time in order to write down your answers, but not much more. Then I'll say the answers, and of course, you have to watch it because you could get more than one strike on any one answer here, and you want to make sure that you do not get more than one strike on any of these drills, otherwise you will have to repeat your drills for your homework assignment until you can pass it with one strike or less. One more point, I'm going to be playing all the different intervals that you have learned so far, and I'm going to be playing them both ascending and descending. But when you are writing down your answers on your paper, you should be sure to spell them from the bottom up. If I play an interval like this, then just say perfect fourth, F, B flat, because we always spell from the bottom up. That way it'll just make it easier when I'm saying the answer. So now we'll start our relative pitch drill with all the intervals which we have learned so far. Here we go. Top tone, A sharp. Time. Major third, F sharp, A sharp. Top tone, D flat. Time, minor third, B flat, D flat. Top tone, A flat. Time, perfect fourth, E flat, A flat. Top tone, E. Time, perfect fifth, A, E. Top tone, F. Time, perfect fourth, C, F, bottom tone, D, time, minor third, D, F, bottom tone, E. Time, perfect fifth, E, B. Middle tone, E. Time, C major, C, E, G. Middle tone, G. Time, E minor, E, G, B. Top tone, G. Time, perfect fifth, C, G. Bottom tone, E flat. Time, major third, E flat, G. Top tone, A. Time, D major, D, F sharp, A. Bottom tone, G. Time, minor third, G, B flat. Bottom tone, E. Time, E major, E, G sharp, B. Top tone, B flat. Time, perfect fifth, E flat, B flat. Middle tone, F. Time, D minor, D, F, A. Bottom tone, F sharp. Time, minor third, F sharp, A. Bottom tone, D. Time, perfect fourth, D, G. Top tone, A. Time, major third, F, A. Middle tone, B. Time, G major, G, B, D. Bottom tone, G sharp. Time, minor third, G sharp, B. Top tone, B. time. E major, E, G sharp, B. Bottom tone, A. Time, perfect fourth, A, D. Top tone, B flat. Time, major third, G flat, B flat. Top tone, E flat. Time, perfect fourth, B flat, E flat. Middle tone, E. Time, C sharp minor, C sharp, E, G sharp. Bottom tone, G flat. Time, minor third, G flat, B double flat. Top tone, D. Time, G major, G, B, D.